This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. Number one spot, we a number one spot, first from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we a number one spot.
Let's go, baby, let's go. Let's go, we do it one more time.
I don't know why I did it, it's Tuesday.
There ain't nothing wrong with Tuesday.
There isn't. There's nothing
Whoa, no. We need you to pick that energy up, pal. Come on.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with
Tuesday. What the hell is
that? Well, I mean, it's Tuesday. Hey, happy birthday to the local guy.
Hey, yo.
Happy birthday to the local guy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, so, Drew, man. Happy birthday to Brody. Happy birthday to Lim Adams as well.
I was going to say Lim. Shout out to my boy Lim, man.
Game fit. Yeah, he won't come on the show when I'm here, but, you know, I guess
he said he's coming in the studio when you're here, man.
Okay.
That's what he said.
That man's been up since 1 a.m. Is probably made at least 3 football players vomit. And then, like, 10 regular people just vomit.
That's what he does.
Shout out to our man Lim Adams. Shout out to our man, the local guy, and all the August birthdays, man. All the Leos representing.
Yes, sir. You know what? Shout out to Tuesday as well.
Shout out to Tuesday.
Clap it up, everyone. Shout outs, clap it up.
Come on, man. Shout out Tuesday. We love you, Tuesday.
Like, all right. My energy's great. I just like Tuesday. Like, we don't have to fake love for Tuesday.
See, I got love for Tuesday.
Sun's out.
For what? Why?
Or you live in California.
No, it's a nice day. That's for sure.
It's starting to cool down a little bit, too.
We get to work with each other again today.
This is the first time we see everybody that we work with. On Tuesday. Nobody be here since Thursday.
Oh, it was pretty empty yesterday.
Yeah, it'd be empty on Fridays. We don't see them over the weekend. Be empty on Mondays. Then Tuesday, I get to see everybody. Shout out to Malia. She came here pregnant as all hell.
Hella pregnant. Hella pregnant. Like, it looked like she was going straight to the hospital.
Right. She said she's over this.
She's so pregnant. When she said goodbye, it followed with a... Like, that's how pregnant she was. I was like, oh. And a lot of times when I see Malia, she's sitting down.
Yeah.
So I walked in, and she was talking to Jonathan, and it was like, whoa, man, time flies.
My girl's ready to have this baby.
She said,
I'm ready for that. I couldn't imagine that. I could, like, being pregnant and having a bump for 40 weeks.
Yeah.
And the little baby starts to
I can't imagine what else is going on inside a woman.
Love y'all, man. We love y'all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Are you for certain done?
I mean, scientifically and technically, no. But in my mind and my heart, yes.
Boy, you might want to approach science.
To my mind and my heart.
Hey, boy, that is a wild way to ride on these later years to go just in my mind and my heart. But other than that,
I think, who knows? I mean, I got a few people in my life who've had that done, and they're like, it's good, bro. Like, it's fine. So, and I'm not trying to have any more kids. So we aren't, but me and my wife aren't. So why not?
Shout out to Michael Scott. Never forget what Jam put him through.
Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap.
Never know how many what that does to a person, how many vasectomies.
Yeah.
That was a controversial episode.
That's a word, I guess. It's like, I wouldn't call it controversial. It's like one of the best ever.
It's arguably the most.
Yeah, like it's something.
It's commonly regarded as the most must-see episode, right?
Yeah, it's probably, like, it's got a little bit of everything from that show. Like if you yeah, were like, oh, three, show them right? the five, no, four.
I think it's four.
Four, because
not you wouldn't know. No, like four, you absolutely would know.
It was after the one when Pam was in the parking lot.
Damn it, he's right. He's right. How does he know that?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
How does he know?
Maybe he secretly does watch The Office. Maybe.
I got to watch him before Peacock raises the rates. And then I got a decision to make.
No, you don't. The NBA is on on Peacock.
That's fire, too.
Yeah. Like, these schedule drops are coming out. And did you notice it?
What you say?
Did you notice it? Oh, they found a guy.
No, go ahead and line up.
Dallas got a lot.
Oh, okay. I didn't put two and two. You got to know they're
Dallas.
I saw them a couple times.
They
it's understandable.
They very clear. So the schedule
hard to
release.
Tell, can't
you? The schedule release is always fun. Like we got MLK games yesterday. I think Milwaukee and Boston. I think finally made appearance after not being referenced
yeah,
for opening
Celtics,
day.
Celtics got the Pistons at
Christmas
5 o'clock
or
that
anything,
day.
But. The one thing you can get, especially as the, you know, the marquee games get announced and the season, the schedule kind of trickles out with, you know, ESPN and I don't think we've gotten anything about Amazon yet, but we've gotten, you know, Peacock and NBC and all of that. Mm-hmm. And this happened a couple of years ago. You see who the league is looking at, who the league might be leaning on. And I mean, there was no, they didn't even try to keep it a secret. You, on multiple occasions, are going to sit down and watch Victor Wembanyama.
Yes.
You're going to watch him enough to where you're going to be annoyed by it by the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But you're going to watch him and you're going to marvel and you're going to walk away going, my God. Mm-hmm. When you look at the amount of games that Dallas has in these marquee spots, yo, they see that from the kid from Duke.
Mm-hmm.
They see Cooper Flat right now, sight unseen NBA-wise. They see him as a guy that, yeah, you're going to watch him.
Yeah.
We're going to put him on TV. And you might be tuning in to see Steph. This is no different than what they did with Wemby. You might be tuning in to see Steph, but you're going to see Cooper. You might be tuning in to see Bron or Wemby. But you're going to see Cooper.
Yeah.
Like they didn't place Mavericks and Pistons, with all due respect. They didn't place Mavericks in, you know, Orlando, with all due respect to Paolo, who's you know, right there on that marquee front. They put them with the draws. And that, to me, when I saw, you know, all those NBA communication tweets go out today, it was like, oh, okay, that's their guy. Mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg is their guy this year.
Yeah, and as much as I'm not interested in seeing the Mavericks, I get it. Because Cooper Flagg was one of the great freshman players in recent memory. He was the truth at Duke. He came in with a lot of hype, and he was the absolute truth
yeah.
at Duke all year long. Like I said, one of the great freshmen we've seen in the last 20, 25 years. And then some of the games he had in the tournament. You know, I remember the game specifically against was it Alabama? I can't remember exactly, but it was in that Sweet 16 or Elite 8 game. And it was one of the great tournament games by a freshman I had seen in mm-hmm. a long time. So this is a guy that has been the truth for a while. And if you're the NBA, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely you highlight this guy, because this is one of the guys that's going to help push your league moving forward. So
Our man Lotus Prime says he's the number one pick. He better be the guy. And I'm not talking about the guy for the Dallas Mavericks. I'm talking about the guy for the league. Mm-hmm. Wemby's one, Zion's another. This isn't a thing that the number one pick gets.
Right.
Paolo didn't get this. Like, this isn't a number one pick thing. This is a very specific mm-hmm. number one pick thing. And just like Zion, just like Wemby, They see Cooper Flagg as a big draw for them. Or if this was wrestling, they see Cooper as he gonna get a push.
Absolutely,
You're going to get a push.
And not all number one picks are created created equally.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are guys. Cade Cunningham is.
Anthony Bennett was not on opening day.
No. No.
And Cade, hell, I don't even think Carl Anthony Towns was.
No, I don't think so either. Cade Cunningham is an unbelievable player. Mm-hmm. He's looking like one of the great players of all time. But the anticipation for his rookie season and his games is different than Cooper, is different than Wimby and all that other stuff. Paolo, great too.
Yeah.
It's different with Cooper.
They wouldn't even tell us Paolo was the number one pick till like 13 hours before the draft. Right.
So, I am excited to see what he does in the NBA. I just don't want to see the Mavericks. Not interested in the Mavericks. But,
really? What? Why? Like, I don't even think they're going to be that bad.
I don't think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be.
It's always an Anthony Davis question. Mm-hmm. You know, PJ, I guess Kyrie's not there, so that's the killer.
That's extra.
Yeah, that's the killer. Kyrie's there,
I got a different conversation.
For sure.
I just
because Kyrie's must-see TV. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how many more games they'd have if Kyrie was here?
Right. Well, he would make them good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Or certainly better. Mm-hmm. Jesse?
I think I've bought way too much Cooper Flagg stock, though. From all the NBA players co-signing him, the Team USA stuff, Brian Scalabrine being like Paul Revere, he's coming, and stuff like that. I got my, like, I think they'll be at least, not at least, I think they'll be in the play-in mix this year.
I tell you, like,
I'm with you. I think I'm with you.
Play-in mix with a good chance to get into the playoffs, I think, if things go their way.
Well, you've got an Anthony Davis there, and if he can stay healthy, that's different than most. But you look at Victor Wembanyama, he is everything that we expected him to be. The Spurs were still sorry his rookie year. They still won
no, for sure. But they didn't have Anthony Davis.
Yeah, there's a little bit more.
They didn't have Anthony Davis. That was a 39 win team. That got the 38?
The Mavericks.
Mm-hmm. That got the number one pick.
Mm-hmm. You got
San Antonio stunk.
You got Clay here. If Clay's in shots, he's good. Like, we know Clay. D'Angelo Russell here, he can do what he does, I guess, till Kyrie gets back. But there's some guys here. If Cooper's what they say, not saying he's gotta be like, best player in the league or anything like that. But if he's contributing in game one, like they'll be decent.
We talked about last thing you saw, and obviously they beat the hell out of the Kings. There's that. But the Mavericks, once Kyrie went down, just weren't good. Like, it just wasn't a good team. Anthony Davis got hurt as well. And I think he came back in the last couple weeks of the season going into the play-in. But that's what I remember from them. Like, they just weren't good enough. Cooper Flagg is going to be a good basketball player. And there's not going to be everything on his shoulders because you have Anthony Davis. But, like I said, I think – I agree with you. I think they might push for a play, and they'll be around that area. Are we saying the Kings should be on TV all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't have a Cooper Flagg, though.
But it goes back to the guy question.
Right. I get that. But we also look – I'm looking at if the Mavericks are playing the Thunder on NBC, they're not beating the Thunder. Or that's how I'm going to go into that game. Just like people will go into a game with the Kings.
Well, that's fine.
Like, they're not – so I don't.
But that doesn't matter. Like, that's fine. I mean, it'll get old if, like, because right now what we have is we have the big boys, mm-hmm. right? We have opening day, we have Christmas, we have MLK. If they're on, 30 more times on ESPN and NBC, it's going to be the same exact thing that happened with the Spurs and Wimby. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like, all right, man, like. I don't want to watch them anymore. And for the reason you just lied out, they stink.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's only so many times I can watch Wemby hit a three and go, ooh, Wemby hit a three. It turns out that's not true. We were watching games at the end of the season like, oh, my God, man, this kid is crazy.
Right.
But, like, if that winds up being the case, and that's just something we'll deal with, ESPN will deal with, the networks will have to deal with as the day goes along. But them being in marquee position, I don't really have a
I was able to we saw the games for Christmas Day, but now, you know, they have the graphic and we see the times. And now I can adjust when I go to the other family's house during the day, because I thought that was going to be 5 o'clock. But no, it's going to actually be about 2 o'clock, because that's when the Mavericks and the Warriors play. Rockets and Lakers play at 5. That's when I'll be locked in. I'll probably double screen it with Broncos Chiefs. But I'll be making all my rounds on Christmas Day starting at about 1:30, 2 o'clock.
You're a hater, bro.
Don't want to see the Mavericks on Christmas.
You're a hater, bro.
You know what I did? Maybe this is just me. And maybe I'm old.
By the way, Wemby and Cooper right out the gate.
That's going to be fire. I want to see that. I want to see it first. I want to see his first few games. I want to see what that's looking
like. All right, you don't have to do that.
I do. Wemby, that's also flagging Dylan Harper, too.
Aaron Fox will be there as well.
I want to see that. Huh?
The Aaron Fox will be there as well.
Yeah. I think that'll be good theater. I want to see what that's looking like. But as I'm watching or looking at all these, you know, graphics and flyers for the NBA and their schedule leaks and stuff like that, for me personally, I don't know if anybody felt the same way, it did hit a little different when I see NBC. Like, this game's going to be on NBC, not the Peacock app.
No, I hear you.
It's going to be on NBC. And when you talk about national TV,
yeah,
that's something that the NBA doesn't get until, like, March typically. But now you're going to have a Wednesday night or a Tuesday night. This on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I said, maybe it's just me. It's different when it feels different sometimes. There's a reason why Amazon Thursday Night Football feels different than Sunday Night Football on NBC. It's different.
Hey. Oh.
Hey.
Come on, man. I'm glad you played that. Because I saw their ad for opening night.
Yeah, that was good. They went, much like my impressions, it went too long.
Let's talk about this for a second. Mm-hmm. It's cute. Round Ball Rock. And they went retro with the. It's like most people watching that are like, I don't know what this means. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're 30 years old, maybe a little bit younger, you have no idea what that. Go ahead, say.
Yeah,
it.
29 years old this year. Yeah, don't get
no clue. Cool. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
cool to me on NBC. Whatever.
I get it. It's fine for opening night. You're leaning into the retro. It's back. That's cool. Retro can go. Round Ball Rock can go. Let's start something new.
I will.
Okay, immediately.
I wouldn't say immediately.
I'm already sick of that song.
Well, the Round Ball Rock is going to stay.
It needs to go.
No, that's fine.
It needs to go.
Why?
Because it.
Does Fox change? No, that's their song. NBC of football night, like that's what they do. NBA's back.
NBC changes the theme like every year.
No, they don't. That's their thing. That's their music. It's fine.
It's
I think you get annoyed with it because it gets connected to nostalgia all the time. If it's just their song.
I got one. If you want to get this out there. The Sacramento Kings debut on NBC.
What?
The Sacramento Kings will debut on NBC Tuesday night, November 11th, against the Denver Nuggets.
The Kings on NBC?
The Sacramento Kings and the Denver Nuggets will be on NBC on Tuesday, November 11th.
Victor Newman. Well, I'll be damned. Didn't see that coming. All right.
Got to be honest. I didn't either.
That's in, and you said in Denver?
Nope.
What? I almost cursed.
What?
NBC is coming to the Golden 1 Center?
The Nuggets at the Kings. NBC, November 11th.
Wow. Well, I'll be damned.
Nope, not NBC Sports California. NBC.
Somebody in the chat said CNBC.
Not CNBC.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's dope. That's dope. I like that.
Wow. I didn't ask a lot of questions about the schedule.
Real quick for the tweet. You said that was in Sacramento too?
Yep. Denver at Sacramento. Tuesday night, November 11th, the Sacramento Kings' first game on NBC.
I'm shocked. I am literally shocked. I think it's dope that they are going to be on national TV. Not like just the Kings. The Kings, that's dope too. But just the NBA is back on national TV. And the way things have shaped out now you get it during the week. But even back then when NBC was doing their thing, that was always a Sunday morning thing. But now they're going to have their version of Monday Night Football, of Sunday Night Football. I think it's dope. Do you feel the same way where, like I said, Amazon Thursday Football is different than Sunday Night Football on NBC? It has a different feel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's, absolutely. That's NBC, what I was talking about. NBC feels like a... NBC feels like a big deal. Amazon, Amazon's broadcast, by the way, is terrific.
Yeah, they do.
The broadcast is terrific. Pre, post, half, it's all fantastic. But it feels like, I don't know, NBC does feel special when it comes to sports. I think NBC's presentation is significantly better than any other outlet. There's something about an NBC broadcast, I don't know if anyone can relate to this. Every time I watch ABC... I just feel like there's something just is not as clean about the broadcast. NBC, I feel like I'm watching the game in 8K. It just looks magnificent. The presentation, the color is just always perfect.
Feels like the creme de la creme.
Yeah, it's the one. Yep.
And I think one of the things with ABC is I think ESPN is fine. I think they're fine. But what they do is they just copy and paste the ESPN presentation and put it on ABC. So damn near like ESPN just on ABC. NBC is different. Even if you look at something like, and I know it's not exactly the same, but NBC Sports Bay Area in California, that don't look the same as something on NBC. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't just copy and paste the graphics all the time and do the same thing. It's a different feel. It's a bigger feel. And that's what I saw, because Martin MLK Day, they got three NBC games. They're making that a day, like a real day for broadcasting and for the NBA. And it's going to be on NBC. And no disrespect, because I love them too. This ain't on TNT. Mm-hmm. This is on NBC. We are going to not play Days of Our Lives today because we're going to show the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Like sand through the hourglass.
That's right. That's phenomenal knowledge.
Those are the days of our lives. I knew that one because that's the one my grandma and sister watched. They love that show.
My mom and grandma, they were big ABC. All My Children, One Life to Live, General Hospital. My wife, she liked CBS. That's where I'm a big Young and the Restless fan.
Okay.
Shout out Victor Newman.
Which one? Always. We always have to shout out Victor Newman. Did we ever establish... What was the show that All My Children is over? Is that the one that's over? There was a soap opera that ended.
I can't remember. Days of Our Lives is over.
Maybe they're all over. Are soap operas still on?
Some of them are. Young and the Restless is still on. They created a new one. I think it's called Between the Gates or something. It's all black. Oh. But it's shot like a soap opera. That's what I appreciate. The dramatic acting, the camera shots, it's like an old school soap opera. Those might be the only two left.
The Kings are like a new school soap opera.
They are. They're like a reality show.
The Kings are like an MTV reality show.
They are.
Jersey Shore.
It's like a bunch of... The Kings are like legit the real world. You just put a bunch of random personalities on a basketball team.
Can you imagine the Kings video diaries from last season?
Oh.
The Kings' new reality.
Man.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
need to make that happen. King's new reality show, Sacramento River.
Oh. Yeah, I told Monty, I'm not playing for anyone other than Mike Brown.
King's new reality show, Discovery Park.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. Them confessionals would be crazy.
Yeah, I just got here. Can you imagine? Everything's crazy as hell. I don't know what's going on.
Can you imagine the season ends, it's all over, and the series drops, and we find out what Domas thinks about De'Aaron Fox? We find out what De'Aaron Fox thinks about headed into the trade. All of a sudden, Keegan Murray is like the picture of personality, and he's just sitting in that confessional box like, man, these guys are ass. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what Bron does. I'm going to sit in the corner and make a point.
Hey, that'd be the number one show in the game.
We'll come back.
Hold on real quick. Soren, you got to have the reunion show too, Soren says. Can you imagine that one?
Go crazy.
Hey.
Bring De'Aaron.
Well, you might have to bring back the whole Fox family for that reality show.
Mike Brown, have come back.
Bring Mike back.
Or it might be one of those things where the host, Damian Marling, the host of the reunion show.
Why?
Yeah, you'd host it.
Yeah, I'm a good host.
Is Kevin Herter the surprise guest at the reunion show?
Kind
of forget. Call. Kevin
that's
shows up.
But who would be the one that were like, we reached out, but they declined our invites to come back to the reunion show? Would it be Mike or De'Aaron? It'd probably be De'Aaron. Mike would come back to the reunion show.
Yeah, Mike would definitely come. Monty would be the one who wouldn't come back.
Oh, yeah, that's his client. Yeah,
Monty would be the one who
reached out to Monty
back.
McNair. Yeah. Got no comment back.
He just replied, and we quote, yeah, no.
And we quote.
We'll come back. We'll continue booking the Sacramento Kings reality show. It's D'Lo and Casey.
Sacramento River.
Continue here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.